मन्नात्मन्नित्यामन्त्रयत तस्मै सप्तमगुं भूत प्रत्यशृणोत् स सप्तभूतो भवत सप्तभूतो हवैरामैषः तं वा एतं सप्तभूतगुं सन्तम् सप्तभूतेत्याचक्षते परोक्षेण परोक्षप्रिया इव हि देवाः आत्मन्नात्मन्नित्यामन्त्रयत तस्मै षष्टगुं भूत प्रत्यशृणोत् स षड्भूतो भवत षड्भूतो हवैरामैषः तं वा एतं षड्भूतगुं सन्तम् षड्भूते क्षते परोक्षेण परोक्षप्रिया इव हि देवाः आत्मन्नात्मन्नित्यामन्त्रयत तस्मै पञ्चमगुं भूत प्रत्यशृणोत् स पञ्चभूतो भवत पञ्चभूतो हवैनामैषः तं वा एतं पञ्चभूतगुं सन्तम् पञ्चभूतेत्याचक्षते परोक्षेण परोक्षप्रिया इव हि देवाः आत्मन्नात्मन्नित्यामन्त्रयत तस्मै चतुर्थगुं भूत प्रत्यशृणोत् स चतुर्भूतो भवत चतुर्भूतो हवैनामैषः तं वा एतं चतुर्भूतगुं सन्तम् चतुर्भूतेत्याचक्षते परोक्षेण परोक्षप्रिया इव हि देवाः तमब्रवीत् त्वं वै मेरेधिष्ठगुं भूत प्रत्यश्रौषीः त्वं वै नानाख्यातार इति तस्मान्नुहैनागुं चतुर्होतार इत्याचक्षते तस्माच्छुश्रूषुः पुत्रा नागुं हृद्यतमः नेदिष्ठो हृद्यतमः नेदिष्ठो ब्रह्मणो भवति य एवं वेदा आत्मने नमः
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer myself with gratitude at the lotus feet of our most loving Swami. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, greetings to you all on this auspicious occasion of the Ayudha Puja, where we are celebrating the various aspects of the Divine Mother. As soon as we use the term Mother, what comes to our mind is the love between the mother and the child. Swami says his love is that of the love between the mother cow and its calf. So what's the difference? Swami says As soon as the mother cow sees her calf, she starts generating milk uncontrollably. Similarly, as soon as the Lord sees his devotee, he starts showering his blessings profusely. Hence, that love is called as Vatsalyam and the Lord as Bhakta Vatsala. Now, as we grew up, we are used to troubling the mother. We would have just recovered from a 100-degree fever, and then the next day the child wants an ice cream. The mother says no. And then the child says, you don't love me only. Right? So many complaints of this nature we put on the mother. The mother chooses to ignore all of that because she knows that out of ignorance the child is blabbering. Many times when we complain, a couple of days before the Vrindavan's music program, at about 3:40, the cable for the adapter to the keyboard burnt. And it was a difficult situation. And I started my complaint with the Swami. Mother, what are you doing here? We have a program in another hour's time. As if she doesn't know. And she gave the sense and we were able to fix it in the next 20 minutes. Just imagine, had this happened around 4:30 or during the program, we would have been in a very difficult situation. The mother, in her infinite wisdom, preponed the mishap and gave us the strength and the sense to act and then fix it before the program. Although at times we will not be able to sense it immediately, like a child we may complain, but when a photon of wisdom hits us, we realize that her strictness and the sweetness is all but forms of love. And the mother knows only one thing, she keeps doing and doing and doing. The bhajan beautifully says, Shri Kari Kripa Kari Shemankari Saishwari. Everything that the mother does is auspicious to the child, beneficial to the child, out of compassion to the child. Although at times we may complain, but while the wisdom dawns, we understand her love in its essence. Each of us have had experiences of her love in myriad forms. Today, we will have one such occasion where the speaker is going to relive and revel in his glory. The speaker for this evening is Dr. Ms. P.L. Rani, an associate professor in the Department of English Language and Literature, Ananthapur campus. A meritorious Balvika student from Kerala, Dr. Rani joined the Ananthapur campus as a student in physics in the year 1993. At Swami's behest, she changed course to a post-graduation in English. Bhagwan personally blessed her with the opportunity to serve as a member of the university faculty in the year 1996. A very inspiring teacher with a flair for English language and for teaching, she actively contributes to the hostel publications division. Dr. Rani has also been hugely instrumental in the growth of the Ananthapur brass band. She has been blessed to speak in Bhagwan's divine presence on a couple of occasions. Over to Dr. Rani.
Shri Sai Ram. Dearest Bhagwan, even as I stand here this evening, I cannot help but wish that my two tiny eyes could see you seated on the throne to my right, donning the resplendent orange robe, waving your palms in midair, writing and rewriting our destinies, brushing away that lock of curl that the passing breeze flicks onto your charismatic countenance, communicating so much to so many seated in front of you in your supernal silence, closing your eyes in still calmness and eternal knowingness. How I wish that every pair of eyes here could have feasted on that heavenly sight. Dear members of this blessed gathering, my sincere Sai Ram to each one of you. Even at the outset, I believe that each of us seated here has a special reason to congratulate ourselves for the immense blessings that we have earned, especially on two accounts. The first one being that we have all arrived at Prashanti Nilayam, the ultimate destination in the world. Prashanti Nilayam, Professor Kasturi reports that when Bhagwan was to name Prashanti Nilayam, Bhagwan did not use the word ashram because that would mean a place where a saint or a sage lives. Bhagwan did not name it Mandir because that would mean a place where idols are worshipped. Bhagwan named these holy precincts Prashanti Nilayam, Nilayam because that is where something is firmly established. And what is it that is firmly established? Prashanti, the supreme peace. Everything that all of us do, day in and day out, is for happiness and peace. And if we have already arrived where there is supreme peace, that is something to take note of. The second reason why I think we, all of us seated in this Sai Kulwant Hall, are especially blessed is because despite the numerous other probable engagements that we could have had even within Prashanti Nilayam, we have all chosen to be here at this satsang. And Swami has reiterated off and on the importance of being in holy company, in the presence of holy thoughts, in the presence of noble ideas. Bhagwan says, dull and dark charcoal in the presence of glowing embers begin to glow. So our presence at a satsang that happens every evening in the name of Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha is one such opportunity to glow with nobility and a higher purpose in life. However, I do believe that in this audience of a few thousands of people, we are clearly two categories of people. Pardon me for making this division, but it is the reality. There is this first category of us who have enjoyed divinity in the physical proximity of Bhagwan Baba. There is another category, mostly of our students and a lot of devotees maybe, who have experienced divinity through the video clippings that they see, through the audio clippings that they hear, through the narrations that they hear of devotees, from the books and the pictures that they get their hands at. And I believe whatever I share today should be equally relevant for both the categories in this audience. It shall be my humble endeavor, through the inspiration of Swami, to link a memorable past with a very meaningful present. Let me dwell a few minutes on that memorable past of which I am making a reference. Darshanam, Sparshanam, Sambhashanam. These were the three things that majorly occupied anyone who came to Prashanti Nilayam in the earlier years. Darshanam. Man's perception of the physical world around is through his five senses. So even his experience of the divine, he expects through the gateway of his senses. Therefore, the importance of darshan. Drishyate iti. We need something that the eyes can see to enjoy that divine being. And hence, the divine being descended in the form of Sri Satya Sai to give us the bliss and joy of darshan. People crossed the seven seas, came from all the six continents to this remote hamlet just to have the darshan of the divine in the human form. The entire Prashanti Nilayam revolved around Bhagwan's darshan timings. The Sevadals came to duty according to Bhagwan's darshan timings. The devotees gathered in the darshan premises according to Bhagwan's darshan timings. The children from school came and sat here according to Bhagwan's darshan timings. Everything, just about everything, revolved around darshan. And in this context, I remember in the year 1999, January, the teachers from Anandpur were having a beautiful interview with Bhagwan in this little room to my left. At the end of the interview, one of the teachers made bold to place in front of Bhagwan a doubt that she had. She said, "Swami, every time I come for darshan, I somehow seem to be going back very disappointed. In contrast, every time I visit some other place of worship like Tirupati or Srishailam or any other place of worship, I am returning mighty happily, even though I get darshan for just a couple of seconds. Why does this happen to me, Swami?" she asked. And pat came a beautiful revelation from Bhagwan. Swami said, "Bangaru, adi jadamurti, idi chaitanya murti." That is the darshan of an idol, but this is the darshan of the living God. When you go to Tirupati and you stand in a queue for 4 to 5 hours, and at the end of the 4 hour long wait, if you receive darshan for even 10 seconds, you feel extremely happy about it. In contrast, when you are in Prashanti Nilayam, you come for darshan, you are not too happy if you are not in one of those front lines. After you've got one of those front lines, you're not too happy if Bhagwan has not received your letter. After Bhagwan takes your letter, you are still a little discontent because Bhagwan has not given you a Pada Namaskar. Bhagwan explained how. Because he is in the human form, we come for darshan with a lot of expectations. We haven't heard of anybody going to Tirupati with a letter expecting Lord Balaji to come and receive it. So since we come with a lot of expectations, Bhagwan said, that is why the disappointments. I believe the presence of the form always led to some or the other expectation from it. The attraction of the form far outbeat the illusion that it carried with it. Talking about the next thing that occupied all of us who came to Prashanthi Nilayam before 2011, Sparshanam. Darshan was not enough. We always wanted to have a divine touch. Bhagwan blessing, placing his palm on our head, allowing us to touch his lotus feet. In fact, Bhagwan granted Pada Namaskar to appreciate when we made an achievement. Bhagwan let us touch his feet to grant permission to pursue a career or a higher studies that we wanted to. Bhagwan granted a touch of his feet to cure an illness. Bhagwan granted a touch of his feet to grant permission to leave for vacation. Name it, for every kind of situation that the devotee placed in front of Bhagwan, a touch of the feet, Padasparshanam, was the answer. I have a particularly memorable incident of the bliss of Sparshan in this context. It was the year 2006. I was recovering from two major surgeries after an unfortunate road accident. In the 3 months that I had been recovering, Bhagwan had been very, very gracious to send Vibhuti to inquire after us, to send the right doctors to give us every kind of care. And obviously, I was waiting for my first opportunity to see Bhagwan face to face to express my immense gratitude. That day dawned on May 27th, 2006. I was still learning to take my baby steps on crutches. The teachers were making themselves available in a separate block which Swami would notice at Vrindavan when Bhagwan came by, so that we could have those special blessings that we always took before the new semester began. That particular time, I had to perforce be the last person in the line, because from now I wouldn't ever be able to squat in front of Bhagwan. So I was uncomfortably seated on my chair, the last in the line of about 20 odd people. Bhagwan came, started to give Pada Namaskar, and all of a sudden he crossed the second or third person and inquired from the then principal where those of us who had met with the accident was. She pointed to us, and then, even as Bhagwan's chair stopped, I lurched and tottered towards him as Bhagwan, with his most compassionate gaze, looked at every step that I struggled to take towards him. Even as I broke down in gratitude, expressing my gratitude in some few broken, choked words, Bhagwan beckoned to me to take the Pada Namaskar. Here was the best of moments and the worst of moment too. It is only when I bent with the crutches under both my arms that I realized that the lotus feet was a few inches away from my reach. I couldn't leave aside my crutches because I was unsteady on my feet, nor could I forgo the Pada Namaskar that I was being granted so mercifully. Cloudbursts poured down my cheeks and dropped on Bhagwan's robe when I heard that sweetest, gentlest, merciful voice that you can ever hear on this earth. It said, "Bend cheyoddu bangaru, hand patko." And then Bhagwan's divine right palm came up in search of mine. Through the cloud of tears, I searched for his palms and enjoyed the bliss of sparshan for those few moments. But discontent that we generally are, darshan and sparshan still don't always satisfy us. We still want something more. And with Bhagwan, it was this sambhashanam. A word or two from Swami could be so energizing and so encouraging. This happened in my second year graduation. A friend of mine and I decided that we had been good enough to warrant at least two words from Bhagwan. So we threw a challenge at Swami. When you are young and immature, you do these things. We threw a challenge at Swami saying, Swami, despite where we are seated in the darshan, you must find an opportunity to tell us at least two words. And as luck would have it, we were 13th in the line, very close to the Krishna idol to my left near the kitchen door. And those were the days when we sat on the sands and there wasn't a roof above our heads. Bhagwan would come out of the interview room door without the alarm or the alert of the music, darshan music. Those practices had not yet begun. Just a while before Bhagwan could emerge, it started drizzling. And so automatically, we covered ourselves with the loose end of our pallu, putting it over our heads just so we don't get wet. Bhagwan emerged, and in the hustle bustle we realized that Bhagwan is already in front of our block. This friend of mine and I, we quickly dropped the sari from our heads just to notice that Swami was looking straight at us. Mind you, we were in the 12th or 13th row. Then from there, he gave that mischievous, all-knowing smile and said, Burkha, burkha. We had asked for exactly two words. This is the mistake we make when we ask. If we don't ask, he knows how much better to give us. Any case, Swami granted us the beauty of a tiny sambhashanam that we had challenged him for. Come 2011. Darshan, sparshan and sambhashan, which were an integral part of our lives at Prashanthi Nilayam, seemed to have come to an end. How are these things relevant to anybody anymore? This was a transition tough to make. And in the many prayers and battles of the mind that many of us went through, I came upon a particular verse from the Guru Gita which gave me the answer to my own particular dilemma. This particular shloka from Guru Gita, which is a part of Skanda Purana, it's a conversation between Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati. Lord Shiva treated as the Guru and Parvati Devi asking him questions on Guru. So Lord Shiva answers her in one of the verses, and that became my own answer to this dilemma of the missing darshanam, sparshanam and sambhashanam. And I think the second category of people, so also the first category of people in this audience, will probably benefit from my sharing this. The shloka goes like this. It says, Dhyanamulam Guru Murti, Puja Mulam Guru Padam, Mantra Mulam Guru Vakyam, Moksha Mulam Guru Kripa. It's a very simple shloka and does not need much explanation. Dhyana Mulam Guru Murti. What is the Guru's form for? The Guru's form is for Dhyanam. Puja Moolam Guru Padam. What is the Guru's feet for? The Guru's feet is for our worship. Mantra Moolam Guru Vakyam. What is the Guru's word for? It should act as mantra to us. Moksha Moolam Guru Kripa. Despite all this, moksha and self-realization can come only with the grace of Guru. Allow me to go one by one. Dhyana Moolam Guru Murti. The form that we ran behind for darshan, that form is etched in our minds. That image keeps coming to our minds. And now when we cannot see it in flesh and blood, what is the purpose of that form and that image? It should be the object of our meditation. Dhyana Moolam Guru Murti. That form can become, because the mind seeks an object to focus itself on. What better object than the form of the Guru? I remember reading this journal from Radio Sai, in which a particular person, an ex-student and an ex-faculty of the institute, recalls a very beautiful incident with regard to meditation. He had this habit of trying to control his mind, and then for that would imagine one of those best poses of Swami that he enjoyed. In the evening, when bhajans would go on in the mandir, Bhagwan would come to the second portico here, and against the setting sky, sway rhythmically to the bhajan that was being sung. And that was a sight that this individual particularly liked to meditate on. So he says, on one particular day, when the bhajan started, Bhagwan left to oversee some construction, and then he decided that he would meditate on that beautiful form that he often did. So he closed his eyes, imagined Bhagwan as usual in his favorite posture, standing in the second portico here, against the setting sky, swaying rhythmically to the bhajan that was going on, his hands cupped behind. And the meditation, he does not remember, went on for how long, until he suddenly felt a tap on his head. He opened his eyes, and there was Bhagwan standing in front of him in exactly the same posture with which he was meditating. And then Bhagwan says, and then Bhagwan tells him, in the inner Sai and the outer Sai are one and the same. Antar bahishchatat sarvam vyapya narayanas. So, the inner Sai and the outer Sai is the same. The outer Sai who gave us darshanam now has to become the inner Sai, the object of our meditation. If we closed our eyes, Bhagwan's divine form is what should naturally appear in front of our eyes. The second line, Puja Moolam Guru Padam. What is the feet for? The feet, as I said, in the earlier years was an add-on to darshanam, the sparshanam that we got. What now? Even today, when we seek Bhagwan's blessings, naturally and automatically we lay our head at the footstool. Even today, when you see a whole picture of Bhagwan and people go to seek blessings, you find that naturally people touch the feet part of the picture. Even today, when in the samitis before bhajan they do the archana, they drop the flowers at a picture of Bhagwan's feet. Puja Moolam Guru Padam. But Bhagwan, one of those times when he was giving the meaning of Pada Seva, said, "What is true Pada Seva? Walking in my footsteps. Walking in the path that Sai has shown, that is true Pada Seva." I remember one of those occasions once again in 1999. We at Anandpur felt that Bhagwan was particularly a little displeased with us and we should do something really radical to get back Bhagwan's affection, love and grace. So we decided that we would make a Padayatra to Parthi, come walking to Prashanti Nilayam. Of course, after much debate and discussion, all of us walked the last couple of kilometers without attracting media attention, which would have annoyed Bhagwan. We walked into the mandir when the morning bhajan was going on. We sat waiting for Bhagwan to emerge after the morning aarti. And when Bhagwan came by, one of the senior teachers, in her innocent openness, told Bhagwan, "Swami, all of us came walking to Prashanti Nilayam." And that came Bhagwan's response. He said, "Anta duram nadichukoni ravakkarledu. Swami Bhattalo Nadiste Chalu. It is enough if you need not walk all that way to reach here. It is enough if you walk the Sai path." So true Pada Seva, when we want to do the Charan Sparsh and the Pada Puja, this is probably an injunction that we will do good to remember. The third line. Mantramoolam Guru Vakyam. Guru's Vakyam, Sambhashanam that we so much enjoyed, that should become our mantra now. The 3,000 discourses that Bhagwan has delivered, the Vahini series that Bhagwan has written, number of interviews that Bhagwan has given to people, all of these which are documented, all of it is a collection of Guru Vakyam. Even one thing from there picked and chosen would amount to a mantra that we can chant day in and day out. While there can be many examples, let me close with one. In 1969, during the Dasara celebrations, Bhagwan, while giving a discourse, made a mention of a minister who was there in the assembly, in the gathering. This minister, after visiting Prashanti Nilayam in 1969, he wanted to do something for the Nilayam, as Bhagwan says. So he seemed to have mentioned that when he goes back, he would talk to his colleagues in the ministry and ensure that tarred roads are laid leading to Prashanti Nilayam. Then Bhagwan goes on to comment on this offer. Swami says, Guru Vakyam, Swami says, "I am not particularly interested in tarring the roads that lead to Prashanti Nilayam. I am more interested in the roads that lead into your heart, that will lead me into your heart. Let that be paved with purity and nobility. That is more important than laying tarred roads to lead you to Prashanti Nilayam as a physical location." In fact, Bhagwan goes on to add, if the roads that lead to Prashanti Nilayam are a little inconvenient, if they are a little inconvenient, that will enforce a bit of spiritual discipline because you have to drive with great care and caution. I would rather have it that way, is what Bhagwan said in 1969. So, we have seen a parallel from the memorable past, filled with darshan, sparshan and sambhashan, to a meaningful present which can be filled with dhyanam of the Guru Murti, puja of the Guru Padam and mantrocharan of the Guru Vakyam. Let me close with the last line. Moksha Moolam Guru Kripa. Guru Kripa is the most important ingredient in the life of a spiritual seeker, because one does not attain darshanam or sparshanam or sambhashanam without Guru Kripa. Darshanam papanashanam, sparshanam karma vimochanam, sambhashanam sankatanashanam, all of which can make us purer and closer to the divine, nothing but self-realization. Same holds good for the present. One cannot meditate or do worship or chant a mantra without the grace of Guru. How many times have we not decided that we will meditate for 5 minutes? How many times have we not decided that we would worship in this particular manner, or we would chant a mantra these many times, but have failed? If we have succeeded, indeed, that's because of the extreme, absolute compassion of the Guru, Guru Kripa. So, Guru Kripa is the most important thing here, because with a single thought, sankalpa of the Guru, everything else can fall in place. How does one earn Guru Kripa? I would think with unswerving, unquestioning, unflinching faith. A faith that is the same in the past when we had darshanam, sparshanam and sambhashanam, and a faith that is the same when we have only the murti for dhyanam, the padam for the puja and the vakyam for mantra. If we have the same faith through all times, through all phases of life, that is when the Guru Kripa Kataksham will come. And then there will not be a difference between the past and the present. To help myself understand this, I have a favorite analogy. Imagine our spiritual journey is like air travel. When you wait to board the flight, the pilot might just pass you by. When you are seated in the flight, before it takes off, you might catch a glimpse of the pilot before he steps into the cockpit. But once the flight takes off, one does not get to see the pilot. The form called Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba is invisible because he has got into the cockpit to take us through the spiritual journey, and each of us here will see him when we land at our destination. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Thank you, ma'am, for elaborating on the significance of Prashantanilayam, for a beautiful elucidation of darshan, sparshan and sambhashan, and how to experience this on an ongoing basis and even attain liberation. Let us all now pray to Swami to bless us with this sambhashan.
దైవత్వాన్ని జాతి మత దేశ కాలమునకు ఏమాత్రం కూడా మనము దీనిని పోల్చుకునరాదు.
వీ కెనాట్ అసోసియేట్ డివినిటీ exclusively to a particular nation, to a particular region, caste, community or time.
Oka Krishna vishayam chudandi.
Let us take the instance of Krishna.
Krishnudu yetagaku cherinatundi vaadu, chendina vaadu.
To which particular caste did Krishna belong?
Idi brahmulaku kuladevata kaadu.
It is not to Brahmins.
Kshatriyulaku oka sampada kaadu.
This is not exclusive wealth of Kshatriyas.
Vaishyulaku idi oka aishwaryam kaadu.
This is not the wealth for Vaishyas either.
Idi loka samrakshanakai avatarinchinatvanti yokka swaroopamu.
This is incarnation which has come down for the protection of the entire humanity.
Ee Krishnudu naa vaadu nee vaadu ane anukotamu kevalam oka vidhamainatvanti yokka mamakarame abhimaname.
To think Krishna as belonging exclusively to one or the other is only an attachment.
Krishnudu kevalam maa vaadu ane anukotam chetane yadavulu lopala musalam putti yadavulandaru kuda nuchinchi poyaru.
Yadavas came to ruin and they were destroyed because they felt that Krishna was theirs exclusively.
Kanuka daivattam andari vaadu ee okkari vaadu maatrame kaadu.
We have to understand that divinity is for all. He is not exclusively meant for one.
Unnadi okkate okkade daivamu.
There is only one God who is existing.
Ee okkade ainatundi devamu daivamu pekkuga roopamulanu pondi అనేక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క భ్రాంతులను సంతృప్తి పరుస్తూ వస్తున్నాడు.
బట్ హీఈస్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్ అండ్ నేమ్స్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ దాట్ మెనీ పీపుల్ మే డిరైవ్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్.
ఇలాంటి దైవత్వాన్ని మనం అర్థం చేసుకోవాలంటే కేవలం సాధన మాత్రమే కాదు, విచారణ కూడా అత్యవసరము.
ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు రియలీ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ యునిక్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ డివినిటీ, ఈ సాధన అలోన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ సఫిషియంట్, ఎన్క్వైరీ ఈజ్ ఎసెన్షియల్.
ఈనాడు భిన్నత్వమును ప్రోత్సహించి అభివృద్ధి పరిచేటువంటి వారు అధికమైపోతున్నారు.
టుడే పీపుల్ హూ ట్రై టు బ్రింగ్ అబౌట్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఆర్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్ ఇన్ నంబర్.
ఏకత్వమును అనేకత్వంగా భావిస్తూ వస్తున్నారు.
దే ఆర్ ట్రైంగ్ టు టేక్ ది సింగిల్ యూనిటీ ఇన్ టు డిఫరెంట్.
కనుకనే దివ్యత్వం అనేటువంటిది మరింత అడుగున పడిపోతున్నది.
దట్ ఈస్ వై divinity has not been experienced properly.
లౌకిక సంబంధమైనటువంటి యొక్క వ్యామోహముల చేతను,
బై అటాచ్మెంట్స్ అండ్ ఇన్ఫాచుయేషన్ రిలేటింగ్
వ్యాపారముల చేతను,
బై సచ్ బిజినెస్ అప్రోచ్,
ఈ దైవత్వాన్ని వేరువేరుగా విభజిస్తూ వస్తున్నారు.
దే ఆర్ ట్రైన్ టు డిఫరెన్షియేట్ అండ్ డివైడ్ దిస్ డివినిటీ.
దీని వలన దైవత్వం యొక్క నిజతత్వాన్ని మానవులు గుర్తించలేకపోతున్నారు.
దట్ ఈస్ ద రీజన్ వై మ్యాన్ హస్ నాట్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ట్రూత్ బిహైండ్ డివినిటీ.
తద్వారా ధర్మమేమిటో అధర్మమేమిటో గుర్తించుకోలేకపోతున్నారు.
అన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ హీ హస్ నాట్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ రైచియస్ కాండక్ట్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ అన్రైచియస్.
ఈ దేశమున ధర్మదేవత శాంతి దేవత కలకలలాడుచుండును, ఆ దేశమునంది సంపత్తి కిలకిలలాడుతూ ఉంటారు.
ఇన్ విచ్ ఎవర్ కంట్రీ the goddess of dharma and goddess of shanti are flourishing, they alone will be having all prosperity and plenty.
Inaru dharmamunaku viruddhamuga
today people are going against dharma.
Neetiki viruddhamuga
they are also going contrary to
jatini aadharam chesukoni,
they are basing the entire thing on
deshamunandu అనేక విధములైనటువంటి అశాంతిని అభివృద్ధి పరుస్తూ ఉన్నారు.
దే ఆర్ గివింగ్ ఆల్ సార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ స్ట్రైఫ్ అండ్ అగ్ని అండ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ టు ఎవ్రీ కంట్రీ.
ఇలాంటి అధర్మమును అభివృద్ధి పరిచేటువంటి వ్యక్తులను అనేక మంది పెద్దలైనటువంటి వారు చూస్తున్నారు.
గ్రేట్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో మియర్లీ వాచింగ్ దీస్ పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ ఫాలోయింగ్.
జ్ఞానులు పండితులు దీనిని కూడా పరికిస్తూ ఉన్నారు.
స్కాలర్స్ అండ్ లీడర్స్ ఆల్సో ఆర్ మియర్లీ వాచింగ్ దిస్.
గొప్ప గొప్ప ఉన్నత స్థాయి ఉన్నటువంటి యొక్క అధికారులు కూడా దీన్ని చూస్తూ ఉన్నారు.
పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ ఆక్యుపైయింగ్ హై పొజిషన్స్ ఆఫ్ అథారిటీ ఆర్ ఆల్సో మియర్లీ వాచింగ్.
కానీ ఎవరు కూడా దీనిని అరికట్టలేకపోతున్నారు.
బట్ నో వన్ హెస్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు స్టాల్ అండ్ కంట్రోల్ దిస్.
ఇది అధర్మము అని ఎదుర్కోలేకపోతున్నారు.
దే హావ్ నాట్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు అపోజ్ స్టేటింగ్ దట్ దిస్ ఇస్ అధర్మ అండ్ అన్రైచియస్.
కనుకనే వీరి జ్ఞానము వీరి స్థానము వీరి బుద్ధి కుశలత కూడా కేవలం నిర్మూలమైపోయినట్టుగా చూస్తున్నారు.
దట్ ఈస్ వై దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో లూజింగ్ ఆల్ దేర్ పవర్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ దేర్ స్కిల్స్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్.
ఇట్టి వారు అధర్మమును ఆచరించకపోయినను అధర్మాన్ని ప్రోత్సహించేటువంటి వారిగా తోస్తూ ఉంటున్నారు.
These people who are merely watching may not be doing adharma but encouraging adharma.
దీనికి ఒక చిన్నని ఉదాహరణ.
There is a good example for
Mahabharatam nandu
ఇన్ మహాభారత్
ఈ యుద్ధం అనేటువంటిది ప్రపంచమునకి చాలా ప్రమాదం కలిగించేటువంటిదని గుర్తించి ధర్మజుడు కృష్ణుణ్ణి రాయబారంగా అంపాడు.
ధర్మజ రికగ్నైజింగ్ దట్ వార్ వుడ్ బ్రింగ్ గ్రేట్ కెలామిటీస్ టు ద వరల్డ్ ప్రేర్ టు కృష్ణ అండ్ ఆస్క్డ్ హిమ్ టు గో ఆన్ ఎ మిషన్ ఆఫ్ పీస్.
నిండు సభలోపల కృష్ణుడు ప్రవేశించి దీని వలన జరిగేటువంటి యొక్క ప్రమాదములు ఈ యొక్క పరిస్థితులు కూడాను చక్కగా వర్ణించాడు.
కృష్ణ ఎంటర్డ్ ద ఫుల్ కోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ దుర్యోధన అండ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఎలాబొరేట్లీ ద ఇంప్లికేషన్స్ అండ్ ది కాన్సిక్వెన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వార్.
కానీ ఈ విషయములను మహాజ్ఞాని అయినటువంటి భీష్ముడు, ద్రోణాచారి, కృపాచారి, అశ్వత్థామ ఇలాంటి పండితోత్తములు కూడాను చక్కగా వింటూ ఉన్నారు.
గ్రేట్ ప్రిసెప్టర్స్ అండ్ వైస్ పీపుల్ లైక్ భీష్మాచార్య, ద్రోణాచార్య, కృపాచార్య అండ్ అశ్వత్థామ వర్ ఆల్ దేర్ లిజనింగ్.
కానీ వీరు విని కూడాను ఏ విధమైనటువంటి ఉపయోగం లేకపోయింది.
దే హర్డ్ ఆల్ ద ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ బట్ దేర్ వాజ్ నో యూజ్.
దుష్టులు దుర్మార్గులైనటువంటి కౌరవుల యొక్క చెంత చేరటం చేతనే, వారి సహవాసం చేతనే వీరు కూడాను దానిని ప్రోత్సహించేటువంటి వ్యక్తులుగా తయారయ్యారు.
అన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ వికెట్ కౌరవాస్ దే ఆల్సో బికేమ్ ఎ పార్టీ టు ది ఎంటైర్.
ఈ అధర్మమును అక్రమమును గుర్తించినటువంటి విదురుడు దానిని ఎదుర్కొనుటకు ప్రయత్నించాడు.
విదుర హూ రికగ్నైజ్ దిస్ అధర్మ అండ్ అన్రైచియస్ యాక్ట్ హీ వాంటెడ్ టు అపోజ్ దిస్.
ఇది మంచిది కాదని కృష్ణ పరమాత్మ యొక్క పవిత్రమైనటువంటి సూక్తులను మనము ఆచరణయందు ఉంచి దీనికి తగినటువంటి పరిహారము గావించవలనని అనేక విధములుగా నచ్చ చెప్పాడు.
He told in a number of ways, stating that we'll have to follow the words of wisdom coming from Krishna and we should give up war.
Kani prayojanam lekapoyindi.
But it was all futile.
ee drushtulu durmargulainatunti vaari chetta undatam kante edaina yatra povatam manchidani vidurudu aa rajyamune visarjinchipoyadu.
Vidura was a little frustrated and he said that I would go on a pilgrimage rather than stay in this particular country where there is no righteousness.
ee bhishmudu dronacharya krupaacharya veerandaru kudanu pandavulu yokka pappu purusu tinatam chetane variki edo oka vidhamainatunti oka sahayakaruluga undalani వారి రాజ్యంలో మేము జీవించినామనేటువంటి అభిమానం మమకారం చేత ఈ దుష్టులైనటువంటి వారి యొక్క దీని ఎందే వారు జీవిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
భీష్మాచార్య, ద్రోణాచార్య, కృపాచార్య హూ ఏట్ ది ఫుడ్ ప్రొవైడెడ్ బై కౌరవాస్ వాంటెడ్ టు జస్ట్ పే బ్యాక్ దర్ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ బై సపోర్టింగ్ దెమ్ ఇన్ వన్ వే ఆర్ ది అదర్.
అందరూ గొప్ప ఆచార్యులే.
ఆల్ దోస్ త్రీ వర్ గ్రేట్ ప్రిసెప్టర్స్ అండ్ ఆచార్య.
అందరికీ ధర్మాధర్మం విషయం గుర్తించినటువంటి వారే.
దే న్యూ వాట్ వాజ్ ధర్మ అండ్ వాట్ వాజ్ అధర్మ.
నిత్యానిత్య విషయం పరిశీలించినటువంటి వారే.
దే ఆల్సో హ్యాడ్ దట్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ డిస్క్రిమినేషన్.
ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
బట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది యూజ్?
ఆచరణలో లేనటువంటి యొక్క ఈ జ్ఞానములన్నీ కూడా నిరుపయోగములైపోయాయి.
ఆల్ ద విజ్డమ్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ పుట్ ఇన్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ ఈజ్ యూజ్లెస్.
కనుకనే కట్టకనప్పటికీ యుద్ధము లోపల కౌరవులు ఏ విధంగా మరణించారో అదే విధంగానే ఈ ఆచార్యులు కూడా మరణించారు.
అల్టిమేట్లీ దే వర్ ఆల్సో పార్టీ టు ద వార్. దే కేమ్ టు ది సేమ్ బ్యాడ్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ ది వే దట్ అదర్స్ వెంట్ ఇన్ ద వార్.
అన్యాయమును అక్రమమును ధిక్కరించి దానిని సరిచేసేటువంటి శక్తి సామర్థ్యములు ఉండి కూడాను దానిని ఎవరు సరిచేయుటకు ప్రయత్నించరో వారు కూడాను దుష్టులతో సమానమని భావిస్తూ వచ్చాడు కృష్ణుడు.
Krishna believed that even if the people are good people, if they do not oppose unrighteousness and improper things, they may be considered as a party to the whole episode.
Mana kantedutu inta anyayamulu akramulu anacharamulu jarugutunnappatikini manamu chustu kevalam daarini ye matram kudunu edurkonaleka daana sarjithalekapoyinatunte okka vyaktulu kudunu aa durmargamulo koodinatunte vyaktulu gaane tayaravutunnaru.
All those people who watch helplessly all the bad things and unrighteous things which are going on, they may be considered as a party to the all the wicked acts also.
కనుకనే దుర్మార్గుల యొక్క ఫలితాన్ని కూడా వీరు కూడా అనుభవించవలసి వస్తుంది.
దే విల్ ఆల్సో షేర్ ది ఫ్రూట్స్ ఆఫ్ అండ్ ది కాన్సిక్వెన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ బ్యాడ్ యాక్ట్స్.
సహవాసమే ప్రోత్సాహం మూల కారణం.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది అసోసియేషన్ ది కంపెనీ విచ్ హెస్ ఎన్కరేజ్డ్ దెమ్ టు ఇండల్జ్ ఇన్ సచ్ బ్యాడ్.
లౌకికంగా మన నిత్య జీవితంలో అనుభవించేటువంటి కొన్ని ఉదాహరణలు.
A few examples from day to day life can be taken to illustrate this.
రాత్రి వేళలందు మనలను ఏదో ఒకటో రెండో దోమలు కుడతాయి.
In nights, one or two mosquitoes might bite us.
నల్లులు కరుస్తాయి.
Bed bugs may give trouble.
కానీ ఈ బాధను సహించుకోలేక మనము ఏదో ఒక విషసం సంబంధమైనటువంటి స్ప్రేను మనం చేస్తాము.
In order to destroy them, we may spray some insecticide.
కానీ కుట్టినది కొన్ని దోమలైతే చచ్చేది అన్ని దోమలు చస్తాయి.
ఇట్ మే బి వన్ ఆర్ టూ మస్కిటోస్ విచ్ మైట్ హావ్ గివెన్ యూ ట్రబుల్, బట్ ఆల్ ది మస్కిటోస్ ఆర్ డెస్ట్రాయ్డ్.
చచ్చినది ఏ ఒకటో రెండో నల్లులైతే దాని సమీపంలో ఉండేటువంటి అనేక నల్లులు కూడా చచ్చిపోతాయి.
ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ మేర్లీ దోస్ వన్ ఆర్ టూ మస్కిటోస్ విచ్ హావ్ గివెన్ యూ ట్రబుల్ విచ్ విల్ బి డైయింగ్, ఆల్ ది అదర్ మస్కిటోస్ ఆల్సో విల్ బి ఎ ప్రే టు.
కానీ కరిచిన దాన్నే చంపుతున్నామా, కుట్టిన దాన్నే చంపుతున్నామా?
Are we killing only one or two mosquitoes which have bitten us, or the bugs?
అదే విధముగానే దుష్టులు దుర్మార్గుల యొక్క చింత మనం కూడాను మన జీవితాన్ని గడపటం చేతను, ఆ యొక్క దుష్ట సంబంధమైనటువంటి దానిని అరికట్టలేకపోవడం చేతను మనకు కూడాను ఆ ప్రభాదములో ఒక భాగం ఉంటుంటుంది.
ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే, ఇఫ్ వీ డు నాట్ కంట్రోల్ ద వికెడ్ పీపుల్స్ యాక్షన్, వీ విల్ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ ఎ షేర్ ఇన్ ది వికెడ్నెస్ అండ్ ది ఫ్రూట్స్ విచ్ దోస్ వికెడ్ పీపుల్ విల్ బి రీపింగ్.
దైవం కూడాను అన్యాయ అక్రమ అనాచారములు జరుగుతున్నటువంటి సమయం నందు దానిని ఆదరించి దాని అరికట్టలేనటువంటి వ్యక్తులను, దానిని ఎదుర్కోలేనటువంటి వ్యక్తులను కూడాను సమంగా కూడాను దుష్ట సంహారంగా చేస్తూ వస్తాడు.
గాడ్ ఆల్సో విల్ కన్సిడర్ ఆల్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ డు నాట్ కంట్రోల్ సచ్ వికెడ్నెస్ అండ్ సచ్ అన్రైచియస్.
వీడు పండితుడే వీడు పామరుడే అని కానీ, వీడు జ్ఞానే అజ్ఞానే అని కానీ ఏమాత్రం కూడా నువ్వు చూడడు.
హీ విల్ నాట్ సే దట్ హీఈస్ అ స్కాలర్ అండ్ ఈస్ అన్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్ పర్సన్. హీఈస్ అ
జ్ఞాని అయితే దీనిని ఎందుకు ఎదుర్కోలేకపోతే?
If only you were a wise person, why did you not
ఎందుకు తెలిసినటువంటి సత్యాన్ని వానికి బోధించలేకపోతే?
Why did you not teach those people the truth which you knew?
ఆ యొక్క దోషమే నీలో కూడా ఉంటుందని.
An account of this particular defect,
దోషించిన దోషునికి సరైన బోధన చేయలేనటువంటి దోషమే నీ దోషం.
Your defect is not controlling the defect and
కనుకనే సమాజంలో జరుగుతున్నటువంటి అన్యాయ అక్రమ ఆచారములంతా కూడా సాధ్యమైనంత వరకు మనం దాన్ని ఎదుర్కొని దాన్ని సరిచేసేటువంటి యొక్క విషయంలో మనం పాల్గొన్నప్పుడే నిజముగా మనము ధర్మ సంస్థాపనకు కొంత తోడ్పడినటువంటి వారం అవుతాం.
Therefore, only when we oppose all the unrighteous acts and atrocities that have been taking place in the society, can we rightly say that we are also participating in dharma samsthapana?
Treta yugam nandu kudanu ravanudu cheyichunnatundi anyaya anacharamlanni kudanu chustunnatundi sodarudu vibhishanudu sahinchukolekapoyadu.
Even in treta yuga, Vibhishana did not tolerate all the unrighteous acts of his own brother Ravana.
Aneka vidhamulaga daniki addu tagili తన సోదరునికి చాలా విధములుగా బోధిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
ఇన్ ఎ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ వేస్ హి అపోజ్డ్ దట్ అండ్ టాట్ వాట్ వాస్ రైట్ టు హిస్ ఓన్ బ్రదర్.
కానీ మితిమీరిపోయినటువంటి ఈ విభీషణుడు ఇంకా ఆ స్థానం నందే ఉండుటకు ఇష్టపడలేక ధర్మమూర్తి అయినటువంటి రాముని యొక్క పాదములు పట్టాడు.
వెన్ ఆల్ ది లిమిట్స్ వర్ క్రాస్ హీ డిడ్ నాట్ వాంట్ అసోసియేట్ విత్ రావణ, హీ లెఫ్ట్ ది కోర్ట్ అండ్ జాయిన్డ్ రామ.
కానీ దోషములు గావించినటువంటి వాడు రావణుడు ఒక్కడే.
But the person who has committed the atrocities only
ee roshudainatundi ravanuniki aneka vidhamainatundi protsaha utsahamu ichinatundi rakshasulu kudanu ee yuddhamulo maraninchavachu vastundi.
It is not merely Ravana who died in the war, all those demons who gave a lot of support and encouragement also were
taanu chesinatundi doshamulanta kudanu mechukuntu vacharu ee rakshasulu.
These demons gave a lot of encouragement and appreciation for all the acts
mechukuni ee rakshasulu kudanu chichana puchukoduka tappadu.
For giving all that appreciation, you have to receive the punishment.
Mana bandhulu kani, mana putrulu kani, mana yokka sanheetamainatundi sambandhulu kani, doshamunu aacharinchinappudu aa doshamunu sariyainatundi shikshanu istu daanni edurukuntu aa doshamunu sarididdutuku manam prayatninchinappude manam dosharahitulu kavali kani, dosharahitulu avudum kani, doshamunu protsahinchukuntu daanni savarinchukuntu vachinatundi vaadu veedu kudanu parama doshude.
Whether he is a relative, a friend or a son, when he is committing some mistake, you will have to oppose it, correct it and rectify it. Otherwise, you will also become a party to the entire process of committing mistakes and faults.
కనుక మనము దోషరహితుడుగా ఉండవలనన్నా, దోషమును చూచినా, దోషమును విండినా, దోషమును అనుభవించేటువంటి స్థానంలో ఉండినా, దానిని సరైన రీతిగా ఎదుర్కొని ఆ దోష పరిహారార్థమయ్యే కొంత ప్రయత్నము చేయాలి.
Whenever any person sees an unrighteous act is being done, he should not merely see, he should oppose it, and then only he will have done the correct thing.
Kani purvakalamunandu,
but in the olden days,
Duryodhanudu Duryodhanuduga, Shakuni Shakuniga, Dharmajudu Dharmajuniga prakatistu undetundi varu.
Duryodhana was behaving like Duryodhana himself, and so also Shakuni and other wicked people.
Kani ee naadu ధర్మజుడు దుర్యోధనుడుగా ప్రకటన చేస్తున్నాడు.
బట్ టుడే Dharmaja is behaving like Duryodhana.
Peru Dharmajudu.
Name is Dharmaja.
వారి యొక్క వినయ విధేయతలు చూస్తే చాలా ధర్మంగా కనిపిస్తాయి.
హిజ్ ఓన్ హ్యూమిలిటీ అండ్ ఒబీడియన్స్ విల్ మేక్ ఎనీ
మనోభావములు ప్రవర్తన చూస్తే శకునిగా గోచరిస్తాయి.
బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఓన్లీ అబ్జర్వ్ హిజ్ ఇన్నర్ ఫీలింగ్స్ హీజ్ అ శకుని.
అందరూ భక్తులుగానే కనిపిస్తారు.
ఆల్ పీపుల్ అపియర్ టు బి డివోటీస్.
దుష్ట రక్తులతో కూడినటువంటి యొక్క వ్యక్తులే కానీ భక్తులు కాదనేటువంటి యొక్క స్పష్టమైనటువంటి నడవడికల్లో కనిపిస్తుంటాయి.
But in the conduct they show, they exhibit and expose what type of
bad people they are.
If you are really devotees, are they performing the acts which will be performed by the devotees?
Peruku bhaktule.
It is by name. There is a proverb in
Telugu. Bazaar anta brahmanulu kodi petta kanipinchaledu unnarata.
In our bazaar, only Brahmins are residing. But a chicken has disappeared suddenly. If what
we need to be able to do is, akkada ee vidhamainatundi achantik kaani durmargamunku kaani dushanakku kaani avakasamulu erpadtaya.
If it were to be the Brahmins, how would such a knack happen of disappearing?
Kanuka manam bhaktulamu anukunnappudu bhakti pravartanalata manam nirupinchali.
If we call ourselves devotees, we'll have to prove by action our own devotion and
surrender. Appude sarvatra undinatundi yokka dadivattvamu manaku vyaktam avutundi.
Then only the divinity which is all pervasive manifests itself.
Yetu suchinappatikini ekatvame drukpadamai undali.
Wherever you look to, you should experience the oneness and unity.
Ye pradeshamunandaina kodanu tana vishwasam vishwasam gane prakatitam kavali.
In whichever place be, his faith must be firm and strong.
Kani ee naati yokka bhakti tattvamulu viruddhamuga maarutu unnavi.
But today's devotion is taking the opposite trend in the direction.
Kanukane daivatvanni artham cheskolenatundi murkhuluga tayaravutunnaru.
That is why people are becoming fools who cannot understand.
Deeniki kaaranamu swarthamu swaprayojaname.
The most important reason for this particular state of affairs is selfishness.
Durasha mamakaramule deeniki moola kaaranamulu.
It is greed which is responsible for that.
Manavuni endu dushta buddhulu praveshinchinappudu etti marpunainappudu cheskovadaniki veelavutundi.
When wicked thoughts enter the minds of people, there will be no obstruction for their acts.
Enta kruruga nainu kudun tayar kavadaniki siddham avutaru.
People are prepared to become very cruel people.
Idi kaadu manavattvam yokka visishtata.
This is not the special characteristic.
Idi divyattvam yokka pavitrathanu manam chavi chuttaniki taginatundi krushi cheyali.
We have to make efforts to understand the sacredness of divinity.
Govinda Gopala Prabhu Giri Dhari.
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 Govinda Gopala Sudaye Vihari.
Govinda Gopala Prabhu Giri Dhari.
Nanda Kumar. चित चोरा
हृदय बिहारा बड़ा चित चोरा
गोविंदा गोपाल प्रभु गिरिधारे
ओम श्री साई राम. We will now have the dance program Ramakatha Rasavahini presented by the Prashanti Dance Group. This group consists of students from all of Swami's educational institutions, from the schools to colleges and beyond. Over to the artists.
Shri Sai Ram. Every festival celebrated in this holy land of Bharat is suffused with an inner meaning. Vijayadashami, the culmination of the auspicious Navaratri festival, signifies the victory of the righteous over the wicked. It is on this day that Lord Rama put an end to the evil Ravana. The story of Ramayana is verily the journey of each soul. Rama, Rama, ah, what a sweet name. This two-syllabled word transformed Ratnakara into Valmiki. It was this name that made Hanuman accomplish the task of delivering Lord Rama's insignia to Mother Sita. Wasn't it this very name that made mountains float on water? Rama, Rama, what a sweet name.
Desire to offer something to Swami.
But rarely does Swami ask for something. And those rare offerings that Swami himself asks for must be so special and sublime that they seem to have created a desire in God himself. Or maybe he desires for that offering which can make us desireless. Mother Kaikeyi knew that generations of mothers will never name their daughters after her when she accepted the role Rama asked her to play. It was Lord Rama who asked Kaikeyi to demand that Bharata be crowned prince and Rama exiled for 14 years. O Swami, the Ramakatha, these beautiful precincts have heard these melodies a countless times on countless occasions through countless voices. And yet, every time, you relished it like you relished the berries that Mother Shabari offered to you. On this holy occasion of Navaratri, we, the Prashanti Dance Group, humbly offer the Ramakatha in a dance form. Permit us, O Lord, to give this offering a name you yourself chose for the Ramayana you scripted, Ramakatha Rasavahini.
Thank you. ప్రతి ఉపస్థితి చేయు Rama, Pattadi Rama, Rama, Kalyana Rama, Raghava.
Rama, Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे सशिवनाशी करा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आशित कल्पलदीपा आशित कल्पलदीपा
साई बाबा जी की
जय।